This is about the founding of UL Watercress Beds, and it's about the Smith family. That's an interesting bit of history. In 1841, Southwestern, near Watlington, was the home of a 30-year-old agricultural labourer called Eden Smith and his wife, and the first five of their eventual family of 11 children. Some 6 years later, according to a local directory of the time, Eden Smith had become a beer retailer, although this seems to have been a sideline, as he is still recorded as a farm labourer in the 1851 census. However, the beer trade obviously did well, and by 1861, Eden Smith's main occupation was as a licensed victualler. He died in 1867 to be succeeded by his wife. Sometime within the next 14 years, their fifth son and ninth child, George, took over. By 1891, George's public house was known as the Salisbury Arms, and George himself is recorded as a watercress grower and publican. Whether from the sale of beer or from watercress growing, or both, George was to become a man of some substance. He was then into the second of his three marriages. His first wife, Anna, or Hannah Maria, after bearing him four children, had died in 1878, and he had remarried a year later. Mary Ann, George Smith's second wife, bore him a further eight children before she also died in 1893. By 1900, he had again remarried. His third wife, Annie, by whom he had another four children, survived him. About 6 miles from Southwestern, on the other side of Watlington, is the village of Ewelm, a village with extensive historical connections. The village has an attractive brook, which runs down the main street, before turning away to run past the fronts of houses to the site of the former watermill. The site of a wooden mill, destroyed in 1886 by fire. The miller's house remains. On the 20th of November 1886, the Reading Mercury and Oxford Gazette contained this item: Watlington, sale of property. Mr. Richard Spire, who has recently resumed the business of an auctioneer, established by his father in Watlington some years since, conducted a successful sale on Wednesday of a small freehold property at Ewelm, consisting of two cottages, with about half an acre of good garden ground, abutting on the celebrated Ewelm trout stream. The property, which produced a rental of £10 per annum, was sold to Mr. George Smith for £180. This is the only record to have come to light of George Smith acquiring land in Ewelm, but it was probably about this time that he also acquired the site of the Ewelm watercress beds. George Smith's son Wally was interviewed in 1977 and said that his father and uncle had dug out the beds in about 1870, a date which has been widely accepted as the date of the founding of them. However, Adelaide Smith, his sister-in-law and predecessor as owner of the beds, is recorded in 1950 in saying that the beds were opened about 60 years ago, which would have made the founding date about 1890. The latter date seems more likely. The watermill was operating on the lower part of the site until 1886. The two ordnance survey sheets covering the site, dated respectively 1877 and 1881, show no trace of watercress beds. When George Smith bought the cottages mentioned above, they are described as abutting on the celebrated Ewelm trout stream, again without any reference to watercress beds.